computer system represents one of the greatest security threats to the enterprise. When system administrators procrastinate about applying the necessary fixes, the window of exposure is open wide so that any attacker can climb through. Dozens of security vulnerabilities are identified and published weekly on the Internet. Until information technology staff are vigilant in their efforts to apply all security patches and fixes as soon as practical, despite these systems being behind the company firewall, the corporate network will always be at risk of suffering a security incident. It is extremely important to keep apprised of published security vulnerabilities identified in the operating system or any application programs used during the course of business. 11. Contact information on websites. Policy. The company's external website shall not reveal any details of corporate structure or identify any employees by name. Explanation. Corporate structure information such as organization charts, hierarchy charts, employee or departmental lists, reporting structure, names, positions, internal contact numbers, employee numbers, or similar information that is used for internal processes should not be made available on publicly accessible websites. Computer intruders often obtain very useful information on a target's website. The attacker uses this information to appear as a knowledgeable employee when using a pretext or ruse. The social engineer is more likely to establish credibility by having this information at his or her disposal. Moreover, the attacker can analyze this information to find out the likely targets who have access to valuable, sensitive, or critical information. 12. Creation of privileged accounts. Policy. No privileged account should be created or system privileges granted to any account unless authorized by the system administrator or system manager. Explanation. Computer intruders frequently pose as hardware or software vendors in an attempt to dupe information technology personnel into creating unauthorized accounts. The intention of this policy is to block these attacks by establishing greater control over the creation of privileged accounts. The system manager or administrator of the computer system must approve any request to create an account with elevated privileges. 13. Guest accounts. Policy. Guest accounts on any computer systems or related networked devices shall be disabled or removed except for an FTP, File Transfer Protocol server, approved by management with anonymous access enabled. Explanation. The intention of the guest account is to provide temporary access for persons who do not need to have their own account. Several operating systems are installed by default with a guest account enabled. Guest accounts should always be disabled because their existence violates the principle of user accountability. IT should be able to audit any computer-related activity and relate it to a specific user. Social engineers are easily able to take advantage of these guest accounts for gaining unauthorized access, either directly or by duping authorized personnel into using a guest account. 14. Encryption of off-site backup data. Policy. Any company data that is stored off-site should be encrypted to prevent unauthorized access. Explanation. Operations staff must ensure that all data is recoverable in the event that any information needs to be restored. This requires regular test decryption of a random sampling of encrypted files to make sure the data can be recovered. Furthermore, keys used to encrypt data shall be escrowed with a trusted manager in the event the encryption keys are lost or unavailable. 15. Visitor access to network connections. Policy. All publicly accessible Ethernet access points must be on a segmented network to prevent unauthorized access to the internal network. Explanation. The intention of this policy is to prevent any outsiders from connecting to the internal network when on company premises. Ethernet jacks installed in conference rooms, the cafeteria, training centers, or other areas accessible to visitors shall be filtered to prevent unauthorized access by visitors to the corporate computer systems. The network or security administrator may choose to set up a virtual LAN in a switch, if available, to control access from these locations. 16. Dial-in modems. Policy. Modems used for dial-in calls shall be set to answer no earlier than the fourth ring. Explanation. As depicted in the movie War Games, hackers use a technique known as war dialing to locate telephone lines that have modems connected to them. The process begins with the attacker identifying the telephone prefixes used in the area where the target company is located. A scanning program is then used to try every telephone number in those prefixes to locate those that answer with a modem. To speed up the process, these programs are configured to wait for one or two rings for a modem response before going on to try the next number. When a company sets the auto answer on modem lines to at least four rings, scanning programs will fail to recognize the line as a modem line. 17. Antivirus software. Policy. Every computer system shall have current versions of antivirus software installed and activated. Explanation. For those businesses that do not automatically push down antivirus software and pattern files, programs that recognize patterns common to virus software to recognize new viruses, to user desktops or workstations, individual users must take the responsibility for installing and maintaining the software on their own systems